אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Joining us now, we have Rabbi Ralph Genendi, who works for the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, as well as Jewish Care. Welcome, Rabbi Ralph Genendi.
Thank you.
Can you please tell us a little bit about Shavuot? I think as Jewish people, we should know about it. We should know more about it, at least. But it seems to be that festival that no one can quite put their finger on and know exactly what is about. So please tell us what Shavuot means and what the story is.
Yes, look, you're quite right. I think it's been called the Cinderella Festival, the Orphan Festival, because it often is so misunderstood or diminished. When in fact it is a very significant Jewish festival. I suppose in the basic sense, in the biblical sense, Shavuot goes back to, it is an agricultural festival linked to the land of Israel. It has agricultural names called Chag HaKatzir, as well as Chag HaBikurim. Chag HaKatzir being the festival of the harvest and Bikurim of the first fruits. And that's because it commemorates the beginning of the wheat harvest and first fruits, and therefore it was a great and a very rich and colorful event that took place at the temple on one of the three pilgrim festivals. It is one of the three pilgrim festivals, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, when people would actually go on a pilgrimage. They would make their way to the temple, bringing their first fruits, and then have a wonderful ceremony there to celebrate the gift, the bounty of God, as well as to, I guess, celebrate connection to the land, to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel. So it starts off as a primarily, and it's still observed in some ways as an agricultural festival, observed if you go into any or most shuls. On Shavuot time, you will actually see greenery in the shul and flowers. And in some of the shuls, kids bring their baskets of first fruits. So that's the primary or the origins of the festival. But in our understanding of it, and it grows in Jewish understanding over the centuries, in the rabbinic understanding, it becomes far more significant as indicating the anniversary of the giving of the Ten Commandments and the Torah at Mount Sinai, some 49 days or 7 weeks. Shavuot means weeks. So it's the 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuot, from the Exodus till the revelation, to the giving of the Torah at Sinai. And that today, I think popularly, probably in Israel, they still celebrate more openly the agricultural part, but across the world, and certainly in Israel too, it is celebrated as the anniversary of the giving of the Torah. So it is celebrated by a night of learning, by lots of study, and people coming together and reading the Torah. The Ten Commandments actually read on Shavuot in the diaspora. We'll be reading it on the first day, on the Monday, and we especially sort of invite the kids come along and hear the Big Ten again.
Okay, and so you stay up all night, is that correct?
People stay up all night. I used to at some point, certainly when I was younger, I did stay up all night, but there will be people staying up all night studying across different places here in Melbourne and across Australia, at some of the shuls, the yeshivas. They will be staying up all night. And the reason for that is that there is an old legend that when the Torah was given, well, actually it's in the Bible, it says when the Torah was given, the sound of the shofar was chazak mo'od, was very strong. And he said, why was it so strong? It says because they overslept the day they were getting. For the day of the revelation, they were actually shloughing. and says, so the shofar was like a divine alarm clock. And so today we say we'll stay up all night studying to make sure that we're not caught napping again.
Is that your alarm clock every morning, a shofar? It would be fitting.
Yeah, I'd be blowing my own horn then.
what are some of the rituals? Why do people eat cheesecake? Why do some people wear white on Shavuot?
So both are in a sense connected. The color of milk is white as well. And it is something of, you know, of the being prepared, purity of our intentions, our motivation, of our spirituality when we're receiving something as spiritually charged as the Torah. So wearing white is always, like we wear it on Yom Kippur as well, is a sign of the sacredness, a sign of the significance, the holiness of the day. Cheesecake is a lot less holy. But I guess Shavuot's not only about spiritual celebration, as on any Jewish special Jewish occasion, we also celebrate in a physical way. We join the physical and the spiritual. And so the cheesecake has also lots of legends associated with why we eat cheesecake. One sort of a more technical reason was that only at Sinai did they receive the kosher laws. You know, they only then discovered, oh, we have to separate milk and meat. And then they said, oh, boy, we've got to go and have a kiddush. Now we've got to go and have a party to celebrate the giving of the Torah. But all of these laws and rituals connected to
kashrut laws
and meat are too heavy. So let's just stick to the milk stuff. It's a lot easier. That's the one.
So they were pragmatic. That was the whole reason we...
Yes, very pragmatic. But there's a lovely other one you said, you know, that we speak about milk and honey, which is, of course, again, that link to Israel. But we also speak about the milk of human kindness, to use a Shakespearean phrase, that milk is that which nurtures a baby, and that's milk, the milk of the Torah is compared to the milk which nurtures us and nurtures our spirit. And our message, I guess, to the world as well about spreading a message which, particularly in these hard times, is to remember to hold on to compassion, hold on to kindness. And that is, by the way, there is Ashkenazi custom is to also read the Book of Ruth on Shavuot. For the same reason, it is seen as the book of kindness and compassion.
Thank you so much for elucidating all of that for us. Certainly not the most lactose-friendly festival, but definitely a delicious one and a very spiritual one too. Rabbi Ralph Ganendi, thank you so much for joining us on SBS Hebrew.
A pleasure, and I wish you Chag Shavuot Sameach.
Chag Shavuot Sameach. Thank you. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.